Fear the deer. Fear the deer. What's up, everybody? This is the Destruction Reviews Podcast. My name is Jason, along with Jeremiah. And today is a day that will live in infamy for Milwaukee Bucks fans and the franchise. Today is September 27th, 2023. And there's been a trade.
Major. It's a
three-way deal between the Portland Trail Blazers, the Phoenix Suns, and your Milwaukee Bucks. Phoenix receives Yusuf Nurkic, Grayson Allen, Nazir Little, and Keon Johnson. Who? Portland receives Jrue Holiday. Guy was a hero for the Bucks.
Love Jrue.
Man, much love, Jrue.
Much love.
DeAndre Ayton, former number one overall pick. Tumani Kamara, a 2029 first round pick, and two pick swaps later on in the draft that no one's going to care about. And the Milwaukee Bucks, the best team in the NBA, 58 wins last year, number one seed. You have the defending greatest player in the world, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Mm-hmm. They receive a seven-time NBA All-Star, a seven-time All-NBA first-teamer, a guy who has dropped 71 points by himself, a guy who averaged 32 points per game on a terrible 33-win team last year, and an accomplished hip-hop artist with four rap albums that you can stream. Mm-hmm. We're talking about number zero, Damian Lillard.
Woo!
Woo! Jeremiah.
Let's go.
How are you feeling?
Oh, my God. I am so excited. This is the greatest news I've received all year. This is mind-blowing, man. This is mind-blowing. I cannot believe what has happened today. This is going to change everything for everybody who watches the NBA.
We record out of Southeast Wisconsin, the Milwaukee metro area, and we are diehard Bucks fans. I have watched the Bucks slog through the 80s and the 90s. And the 2000s, watched, you know, the Brandon Jennings era, the Andrew Bogut era. You know, those guys, those teams were good. Those were fun. Then we won the title. And now we get a prime player. Oh, my God, is this, this is so, I still cannot believe that we're going to have Damian Lillard and Giannis on the same court.
Oh, my goodness. This is oddly satisfying. This is ridiculous, man. This is ridiculous. For those of you who don't know who Damian Lillard is, okay, this guy is a walking basket.
He plays point guard.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to run the floor.
Going to run the floor.
What did you just say?
He's a walking basket. Walking basket. Walking bucket, man. This dude, oh my God, 71 points is his career high in a single game. 71, people. 71. This dude can hit three-pointers from the half-court line. He can hit three-pointers from the half-court. For crying out, him and Stephen Curry freaking trade buckets and try to show each other up in the All-Star games. Shooting half-court three-pointers. Dude. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy, man. Man, you know, before this happened, me and Jason were talking about Giannis and the entire Wisconsin, the entire sports community has been talking about Giannis may not stay. He may leave. Mm-hmm. Why might he leave? Because we don't have anyone to compliment him.
Yep.
A true secondary superstar. And now we have just that, man. We have just that.
I cannot believe this team pulled this trade off. They have no cap space. They had really no roster space.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave up basically nothing. Grayson Allen was a complimentary piece. Mm-hmm. And Jrue Holiday's got one foot in, you know, retirement.
Yep.
And it is mind-boggling. I mean, living here in the Milwaukee area in Wisconsin sports, you know, these teams, we're small market teams. We don't have the money to do this. If we have a superstar, we generally trade them away. We're on the other end of this deal. We're Phoenix in this deal, you know, 10 years ago. And, or we're Portland, essentially. And this is, like, I mean, this is so fun. Like, like, you know, we won the NBA title. The Bucks won the NBA title a couple years ago, and it was a dream come true. It was tremendous. They were the best team last year. They, you know, they've been championship contenders since Giannis's, you know, emergence. You know, we talked last week, just shooting the news about basketball, and we said, well, what's the expectations for the Bucks? A week ago, I would have said the Eastern Conference Finals has to be the lowest expectation. They have to make it there. 100%. With this trade and what this starting lineup is going to be, and even with the bench now, I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's championship or bust.
Yep. Championship or bust, man. 100%. 100%. I mean, think about this. Giannis is universally recognized as the best player in the NBA. He averaged 31 points per game last year. The guy we're bringing in, the guy who's going to compliment him, averaged 32.
That's better.
That's better. That's more for those of you who did not follow what I just said. He averages more points than the best player in the entire NBA for the best team in the entire NBA. Oh, wow. I can't believe this, man. I can't believe this. The team he's coming from only won 33 games last year. Only 33. Damian Lillard is a winner through and through.
Yep.
He wants to win. He's dedicated to the team he plays for. He's just a genuine, truly talented basketball player. And, man, to get a guy of this caliber, why he's still so good.
Yep.
He's still so good. He's still very much in his prime. I mean, Damian Lillard, he's like top 1, 2, 3 guards in the entire NBA.
100%.
I mean, he's first team All-NBA for 7 times.
Right.
Crying out loud. Oh, man.
You're telling me that there's two of the best players in the NBA on this team alone.
On the same team.
That's amazing.
On the very same team.
Dude, I mean, I think his jersey's going to be a huge seller.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are going to go, you know, even more in demand here in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. You know, what's crazy is, like we are geeking out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was getting texts. I was getting texts from guys who don't watch the NBA at all.
Okay.
You know, they're like, I don't care. It's boring. Whatever.
Right.
This is huge news. They're like, I might watch again.
Right.
It's tremendous the impact he's going to have on casual fans.
Yep.
But the diehards, I mean, Jeremiah, you know, you've got the Bucks tattooed on your arm. It's in your blood.
It's in me,
and
man.
I mean, you are through the roof. And so this city embraced and loved and has Giannis's back and this team's back from that title run. Now, Damian's going to get that love.
Yes. We're going to give him the love, man. Oh, man, we're going to give him the love. He's going to do so much for the growing, you know, just atmosphere that Milwaukee and Wisconsin has around its professional basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis has already grown it far beyond what anybody ever believed he was capable of. Nobody saw Giannis developing into what he is now.
Right.
And along with that came winning. It came fanfare. And it came a deeper connection when we see Giannis as people from Wisconsin, Milwaukee. When we see Giannis, it's like he's one of our brothers out there.
Yep.
I mean, lots of people in the city have seen him several times, to be all honest. I mean, he's not a shy guy. He's always out and about. when he first started playing for the Bucks, he used to walk to the stadium, for crying out loud. Walk. Oh, man.
You yourself had a meeting with him.
I did. I have met Giannis...
In the wild.
Yes.
not like at a structured meet and greet.
On a number of different occasions. One time, he was just strolling down the mall. Down by the mall. He's at the mall. He's strolling through. Him and his girlfriend, like a little... Chihuahua dog, it probably cost like $5,000. And they were just strolling, man, and there he was, the man, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I saw him at some protests. I saw him at the championship rally. So, you know, there's a bit of a connection between him and his fans. And, man, I'm just excited to give Dame all of that love, man. Oh, man. You know? And to see him win, man. To see him win, you know, winning solves all problems.
It surely does.
You know, people are talking about, oh, he didn't want to go here. This wasn't his first option. Yada and yada and yay. You know what? Winning changes all of that. And that's what you get here. When you come to Milwaukee, you win.
Do you know what his first option would have been?
It sounds like his first option was Miami. That's what it sounds like.
If it's Miami, mm-hmm. I don't think Miami has the guns to pull this off, because Phoenix traded DeAndre Ayton to the Bucks, and then the Bucks flipped that and Drew Holiday for Damian Lillard. And that's really kind of the headlines of that trade.
Yep.
I don't think Miami has anybody of that caliber.
No. People can say what they want to. Not only do they not have the players that will be needed to make this trade, they don't have the team fit. I mean, if Damian Lillard were to be dropped onto the Miami Heat team, it's basically the same thing he had in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Miami Heat, now, true enough, they beat us last year in a first-round exit. It was very controversial. They should have never won. Even though we were kind of banged up, we didn't have Giannis for like the first 2.5 games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there were factors that played into us losing that first round exit. But the Miami Heat were an AFC, for crying out loud.
Yep. A wild card, weren't they?
Yeah,
a wild card. Play-in winner.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. I don't think he really wanted to go there. I wouldn't. A wild card team. I mean, like I said, they did well in the playoffs last year, but that's not going to happen again.
No. They would have to... They'd have to have a 10 or 15 game increase.
Yes.
To be even mentioned in the Eastern Conference.
Absolutely.
Because it's Milwaukee and it's Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else.
100%. 100%. And, yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it happening. I don't see him going to Miami and having the success he would here. Because he's going to have success, man. I mean, Giannis is enough for these guys to deal with. Giannis is a wrecking ball. He's a wrecking ball. 250 plus pounds, 6 feet, 11 inches tall. He's as strong as an ox. He's quick. And he just works hard, man. He just works hard.
Woo!
he is the embodiment of Wisconsin. Hard workers.
Yep.
People who put the work in and wait for those dividends, for that payoff. Giannis, you know, he's one of us.
Man.
He's one of us.
I love it. Love it. And so if we're projecting into, you know, next month when the season starts, because we are, I think opening day is like October 26th, okay, or 27th. So we're about a month away from opening day. And our projected starting lineup, we're looking at Brooke Lopez, Giannis, Chris Middleton, Pat Connaughton most likely at shooting guard, okay, and Damian Lillard at the point.
Wow.
And then coming out the bench, we got Bobby Portis. We got Marjon Beauchamp, who balled out in the Vegas Summer League, as well as...
What was it, the Pro-Am?
I think it was the Pro-Am. Okay. Like, Adrian Griffin, our new head coach, is letting Marjon play and letting him lead kind of that second unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see him. We got Jay Crowder, Malik Beasley, mm-hmm, Robin Lopez is kind of there. Mm-hmm. We got the Thanasis and Alex Antetokounmpo,
yep,
as well as a couple of the rookies who, unfortunately, I can't recall their name at the moment, but they're not going to be expected to play a lot of minutes.
Right.
But, you know, you look at the top 15 guys on that roster, oh my goodness.
Man, I cannot remember. Well, yeah. Because I'll toss it to you after I say this. I'll just say it. Not only can I remember, but I don't think there's ever been a Milwaukee Bucks team as good as this one. If my memory serves me correct, definitely nothing that I've seen compares anything even close to these guys. I mean, we had Michael Redd. We had Sam Cassell back in those days. You had, like you said, Brandon Jennings, Larry Sanders, Andrew Bogut, Mo Williams.
Yep.
You know.
You know, so I'm trying to think, even like with the with the 2021 team that won the title.
Okay.
You know, if Chris... So, I think Drew was probably the number two guy on that team.
Yes, that year, yep, at that
time. So if Drew was the number two guy, and then, you know, we trade him for Damian. But see, even the bench on that championship team, like P.J. Tucker and PJ. Yep. Bobby came out of his shell and became Bobby in that series.
Yep.
But you know, it's interesting because Chris isn't as good as he was in that playoff run.
No.
Pat's better. And so I think this team, this top 15 lineup right here, is better than that championship team. My laundry is done. And then just thinking back to the late 90s when we had Ray Allen, Glenn Robinson, Sam Cassell. We had a big three that they lost to Philadelphia in seven games in the East Conference Finals, which may or not be a conspiracy against the NBA, but we won't talk about that. Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have a bench, and that's what killed us in that series. And then looking back, and I know neither you or I were alive in 71 when Oscar and Kareem and those guys won the title.
Mm-hmm.
So I really can't compare that. They're all Hall of Famers. Those five guys that won that title are Hall of Famers. I don't see Pat Connaughton being a Hall of Famer. But I could see Brooke and Chris maybe getting in. Mm-hmm. I think Giannis and Damian will be Hall of Famers.
Yep.
So, I will say in my lifetime, in your lifetime, this is the best Bucks team I've ever seen assembled.
Wow.
On paper.
Wow, that's saying something, man.
Because we've never had, you know, Ray Allen was great. Mm-hmm. Glenn Robinson was really good. Sam Cassell was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam Cassell was not Damian Lillard.
No.
Even
Michael Redd.
Even Michael Redd. Michael Redd was better on bad teams, because when he was drafted second round, and he was playing behind other guys that I can't think off the top of my head, but
they were all scrubs.
Yeah,
they were all scrubs.
But like this team, like, you know. Going into the season and saying these guys should play in the NBA Finals, point blank period, like a month before the season starts, before tip-off ever starts.
Right.
No Bucks team has ever said that.
No.
They had, in 71, they had to acquire Oscar Robinson to win that title.
Okay.
They didn't start the season with him.
Okay.
They acquired Drew Holiday the year... They did get Drew Holiday in the offseason before. I think
they got him in the offseason before.
Yeah. So, but that bench on that championship team isn't as good as what this bench is today.
No. This is as complete.
Because you got Bobby, who's a sixth man of the year potentially.
Yep.
Marjan, who's like on the come up. Jay Crowder. We know what we're getting with Jay Crowder.
Yep.
World champion.
Yep.
Manic defense, defender. Right. Yep.
Malik
Beasley could be a starter over Pat.
He could.
So, yeah, dude. I think, oh my God. trash.
They're so complete, man.
It is a complete team. I don't have the Nuggets roster. Okay. And they're the one that won the title last year.
Yep.
But I think this beats the Nuggets on paper.
I say we stack up pretty damn well against anybody.
Yes.
I mean, when you got two powerhouses like like Giannis and Dame, I mean, it's just tough.
Ooh.
It's tough to pick anybody to beat these guys.
Right.
I mean, the last time, okay, I'll say this. Throughout my course of watching basketball, I've seen several super teams be formed.
Mm-hmm.
The only other super teams that I can compare to these guys as far as, like, they're going to completely wash the entire NBA. The Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant, complete wash. They washed everybody. The Miami Heat with LeBron James, washed everybody. This team is one of those teams. These guys are going to wipe the floor with every team they come across, man. They're so dynamic. You got Giannis, who he just attacks and attacks and attacks all night. All night. That's going to wear you down, you know, put your team in bad situations, all type of stuff. Giannis is who he is. We all know who he is. That's why he's Giannis. But then you add a guy who can literally drop 71 points at the drop of a dime. He can drop 71 points like it's nothing. He can shoot three-pointers with ease, man. This guy has hit 13, 14, 15 three-pointers in one game. Oh, man. Could you imagine? Giannis is like, he's going off. Giannis is going off. He's on a 35-point pace.
Yeah.
And then Dame is just knocking down three-pointers left and right from all over the place.
Can't stop it.
Can't stop it, man. Then you got guys like Chris Middleton contributing inside and out. He can shoot. He can get to the basket. He can pass. He can play D. You got Brook, the tower down low.
Yes.
The tower down low, he can shoot. Oh, man. Oh, man, it's tough, man. This is tough. This is tough.
One of the questions after this trade happened is, what's Portland going to do with Jrue Holiday?
Oh.
He's kind of at the tail end of his career. Will he get bought out? Will he get traded? A buddy of mine just sent me a picture or a quote or whatever that's saying that Portland is in trade talks with the Philadelphia 76ers to move Jrue to Philadelphia to potentially end his career there.
Really?
Yes. He was drafted in Philadelphia originally back forever ago. I want to say 2006, but I could be wrong.
That's where he started.
And so I think one report is that Jrue might get swapped to Philadelphia after this.
Okay. That's interesting. How do I feel about that?
Does his brother still play in Philadelphia?
The other Holiday?
Yeah.
No. I believe the other Holiday is matched up on... He's on the Pelicans. The New Orleans Pelicans.
He is. So, you were in mid-thought. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm trying to think who they got over there in Philadelphia. They already have a young guard who started to blossom, and he's really good. His name is Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey. Really good young player. Talented young guy. They got James Harden over there. Joel Embiid and a few other pieces. So, he could fit there. But it's just, I don't know how he works in their rotation. Jrue Holiday is a very specifically skilled player.
Yeah.
He's incredibly skilled at very certain things on the basketball court, defense being the number one. So there's room for him on any team in the league. It's just, I mean, he was considering retiring while playing with the best player in the NBA on the best team in the NBA. I mean, if that doesn't keep you motivated to keep playing, I don't know what will. Philadelphia haven't beat us in the playoffs.
Nope.
Not once. They can't get past Boston. So, I don't know, man. If he plays, maybe he does play this year, but he doesn't have long And honestly, I see somebody buying him out and he going to sit on the couch for the rest of the year. I think they gave him an easy route out. I think it was a bit of a, hey, we'll help you if you help us. You know, if you help us get this player, I mean, you're retiring anyways, Drew. Right. You help us get this player, we'll make sure we send you to a team that's going to buy you out and you can just ride off into the sunset. I mean, he got one chip.
Yep.
He was widely recognized as a great two-way player.
Yep.
You know, a fundamental piece of what we did, yep. Our championship caliber team. He was a fundamental piece. And last year, he elevated to a number two option instead of number three because Chris Middleton wasn't as good.
Right.
So, you know, he's gotten his credit. He's gotten his flowers. He has his championship ring. He has his all-star selection. I think it's over for him.
Wow.
I think it's over for him, man.
Well, I mean, he...
I think it's over for him.
Yeah, I... You know, everyone loves Giannis, but there are the next question is, like, who's your other favorite Buck?
Right.
Drew Holiday is... That's a lot of people's answer.
Drew, that's my dog.
Yeah. He's a great community guy. Him and his wife do a lot for the community.
Okay.
So, you know, there are a lot of pluses to having him in your organization. So
the leadership.
The leadership. Oh, my God.
Gonna
the tenacity.
Miss
He's a right. dog.
Yes, sir. Absolute animal out there, man.
Oh, my
and
God.
Even last year, we had the unfortunate loss against Miami, but did you see the way he went at Jimmy Butler?
Yes.
Ain't no backing down in this guy. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to miss that. We're going to miss that because he was ready for war, man. That was, and I think a bit of Giannis is going to miss his buddy. You know, that's his war buddy, you know. They're soldiers. They go to war together.
But you got to give up something to get something.
Absolutely.
And we got the dollar.
Man.
Dame dollar.
Yes, sir. Dame time.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. It's going to look so good and feel so good to see him tapping that wrist, man.
Yes.
You know? To see him tapping that wrist. To see Dame time pop up on the jumbo screen.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
People are going to go nuts.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir. This is going to be like nothing compared to anything, any Milwaukee Bucks fan has ever experienced.
No.
This is going to be the greatest season ever for us.
Man, I hope people appreciate it.
Right. You know, let him settle in. He's still human. He's a tremendously gifted human. But he's still human. He can miss shots. He can have bad games.
Yep.
You know, rough patches will come up. But they're going to figure it out, man.
Oh, man.
These are professionals. This is what they do. This is what they do, man.
Definitely think that might have to work something for Christmas or something.
Yes.
Birthdays are coming up, so who knows?
Right. But, yeah, we're making some trips, man.
Man.
We're making some trips.
Oh, my gosh.
A story about a basketball game in Rye Chips.
Yes. Oh, my God. I would be interested to see if I could get Rye Chips into the
right.
Pfizer Forum.
Right.
Oh,
man. Maybe we are. Let them know who we are.
Yeah.
And they'll give us some special treatment.
You know who we are.
Right.
You don't want us to destroy your security.
Right. Maybe we can get some on the house ride chips
there
from Pfizer,
go.
Man.
Oh, man. Well, you know, stay tuned because I think we'll do something.
It's on the way, man.
Man.
What an incredible day, Jason.
Wow. Dude, this dropped right after our lunch break, and it just, I mean, we couldn't even work. We couldn't even focus.
This was the rest of our day. Our day completely ended and started again when we heard this news. This was it, man. It's such a relief, man. I think everybody has finally exhaled, you know, released that huge amount of weight because we're all holding our breath like, we have to do something. Giannis is going to leave us.
Right.
Giannis is going to freaking leave us. He's not going to sign his extension. He's going to say, to hell with you guys, you know, I'm out. And everybody was holding their breath, hoping and praying. Not even that we would get somebody, but that he just wouldn't leave.
Right.
Because nobody ever, ever, ever thought that we'd get a superstar. You know? I never honestly, seriously thought that we'd get a superstar. This guy is a bona fide superstar.
One of the greatest of all time.
Absolutely.
I mean, if he retired today, he's a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. This is without doubt.
They've made movies about this guy.
Yes. This guy, dude. It's oh, special. Man. He is an incredible player. Yeah, man. This is one of those moments in sports that you look back and be like, man, I remember when. Yep. You know? Yep. I remember where I was when this guy got traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm speechless.
Me too, man.
I'm so... Because this never happens to a Wisconsin sports team. You know, we're always letting the guys go because we can't afford them, or they're disgruntled.
Yep.
And they get, you know, sent out. And so, yeah, I'm super excited. I'm super appreciative. I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. You know, when they built the Pfizer Forum and they tore down the Bradley Center, a lot of people were poo-pooing it and
yep.
It's going to cost, you know, the city money and this and that, and what is it going to do? Well, I mean, it has rejuvenated this franchise. It's rejuvenated this city.
Absolutely.
They were talking about moving the Bucks to Seattle.
Oh, man, that was horrible. That was those were some of my darkest days, man. I was so afraid. I was so afraid that would happen. Could you imagine if they had actually did that?
Man. And then watching this story play out.
Right.
In Seattle.
In Seattle, man.
Oh, my God. Giannis in a Sonics jersey.
Those are some of my...
In the ugly green jerseys. Right.
Oh, man. It would have been the same thing with Ray Allen, right? Because Ray Allen went to Seattle, didn't he?
Yep. It would have been the Gary Payton trade.
Yep. It would have just been another, you know, another knife in the back, man. Yep. You
and
know?
People still don't forget that trade. Mm-hmm. Forgive that trade.
Nope.
Oh, we should have been better that year.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. But they needed a point guard. Man, I don't even know what else to talk about.
How about this? Got a question for you.
Okay, sir.
Last year we won 58 games.
Okay.
Best team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
How many games are we winning this year?
All right, so there's 82 games.
Yes, sir.
Let's just suss it out.
Okay.
Giannis is going to miss 15 of them.
Okay.
Just because that's what he does. Rest or injury, whatever.
Okay.
But in 15 of those games, mm-hmm. you're going to have Damian and Chris and Marjan and Beasley. They probably, let's say they win half those games.
Okay.
Just because the teams don't suck, it's just we don't have Giannis.
Okay.
So that's, let's just call it 7 games.
Okay.
So now that's this. And let's just... I think, with my math...
Okay.
I think... They play 82 games in a regular season for basketball.
Yes, sir.
I think they win 75.
Holy mackerel. You know what, man?
Because they went 58 games.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they lost every game that Giannis misses,
right.
and he missed 15 games, they'd still win 67 games,
right.
and that's better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with Lillard, I mean that guy is so special. He's a superstar, like yes, you sir. Said. I think 75 wins. I mean, am I crazy? I mean, I'm just doing the math off the top of my head.
You know what? As of right now, the greatest regular season ever was a 73-win team.
Was that Golden State?
That was Golden State.
Yep.
With Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Only lost 9 games. We can beat them by 2 games.
I was alive, witnessed, and will never forget the 97 Bulls when they won 72. They went 72-10
yes,
or something like that.
Yep, that was it.
And, I mean, they played the Bucks multiple times. So, and you know... They were on TV every night, every weekend. It was Jordan. It was Pippen. It was Rodman. Oh, my God. I mean, that's the level that this team is going to be expected to perform
at. Absolutely.
The Golden State era with Durant and Stephen and...
Klay Thompson. Draymond Green again.
Oh, my God.
Squat.
Yeah. I mean 75 wins.
75.
I mean
73
I mean,
wins, I'm sorry. 73 wins. So, Golden State won 73.
So, I mean, yeah. So I'm projecting the Bucks 74, 75 wins.
Okay.
At minimum.
Minimum. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna go 74.
Okay.
I say we beat Golden State record by one game. Just like they beat the Bulls' record by one game.
Yep.
I say we lose 8 games this year. 8 games. I say, honestly, this is my honest belief. I say we start the season 20-0. Yes, sir. I say we get off to a rolling start.
Wow.
20-0 to start the season.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
What?
That's what I'm predicting. Because I think... I'm trying to think here. One year, I don't know if it was last year or the year before,
yeah.
We were like 16-4 to start the season.
That's true.
You know? So it can be done, man. And with a guy of this caliber, if everything's clicking, everybody's healthy, everything's clicking, you know, Giannis is healthy, Dame is healthy, we're just rolling. Everything is ideal. This is easy, man. This is easy. They're gonna wash these guys.
You know what? Just looking at the roster, looking at the schedule,
mm-hmm.
if you're talking 20-0,
mm-hmm.
right? So they're gonna open up the season against Philadelphia,
okay,
against the Hawks,
okay,
Miami, Toronto, the Knicks, the Nets, the Pistons, Pacers, Magic, Bulls, Hornets, Wizards, Celtics, Trailblazers. In Milwaukee.
Okay.
Heat, Bulls, Hawks, Pacers, Pistons, Rockets, Spurs, Magic.
This is easy.
20-0 is actually not
this is easy.
Out of the picture.
I can see it happening, man. And I cannot wait to stomp all over the Miami Heat. not only do we get your guy. The guy that you guys were hoping to get.
Right.
Because he was their only hope. Last year was an absolute complete fluke.
Yep.
I mean.
It was a Magic Carpet ride.
Right. That was a complete fluke. It will not go down that way again. Not only this year, but ever. This that will never happen again. I think that only happened like 2 times before that. That an eight seed had taken out a number one seed in a playoff series. It only happened 2 times before that of like hundreds of series.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. That's if Miami even makes it to the playoffs. They barely made it last year.
Yep.
They're only getting older. They're only getting worse. More injuries. You know, stuff like that. I just don't see it happening, man. I don't see Miami. And then you got to think about it. Let's say one of them does go out. You got the other.
Yep.
If Dame goes down, we still have the monster. And if Giannis goes down, we've got this freaking blowtorch out here, man. this is going to be magical, Jason. Wow. Magical.
I can't wait.
And like you said, I think they're going to be getting covered 100% all the time. They should be the talk of the league. I mean, of course, they're going to throw teams like Boston and LA in there.
Yep.
The Knicks. Those
the Nuggets won the title. The so Nuggets be won talking. The
title. Those historic, you know, franchises plus the defending champ, the Golden State Warriors.
Yep.
Cause you know they got Steph down there, and that's about it, man. Most of the attention should be focused solely on the Milwaukee Bucks, which is exactly what we like.
I love it. I mean,
exactly what we like. They don't give us any credit. For those of you who do not know, living in Wisconsin. And watching these big time shows on ESPN and FS1 and just all the radio talk, all of the news networks, you know, all that, they give us such little credit, such little time on the screen. You know, they undermine everything we do.
Yep.
You know, we have to do it multiple times. We can't just win one championship and then be bona fide. No. We have to win 3-4 championships. Giannis has to win 5 MVPs in a row. You know, they don't give us any credit, man. This is going to put an end to that.
Yeah, I hope that shuts up people like Screamin' A. Smith.
Screamin' A.
Man, this guy, he's already trashing the right. deal.
He doesn't like it, man.
No.
Every time you hear this guy talk about the Milwaukee Bucks in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. Who wants to come to Wisconsin? Like, dude, you have some nerve.
It does.
You know? You have some nerve, man. You know? But, you know, it's time, man.
Man, it is. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be so fun.
This is our time.
The Deer District's going to be lit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, every game.
Mm-hmm.
Just being outside.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
For those of you who do not know, downtown, down by the Pfizer, outside, what would you say, Jason? Like, five block by five block, maybe?
Absolutely.
Okay, 5 block by 5 block radius around the theater, we have something called the Deer District. And man, lots of fun down there. Tons of entertainment, food, drinks, anything you could ever imagine.
Screens to watch the game.
Screens to watch the game, places to stand. You don't even have to go inside this place to have a good time and watch
right.
the game.
Right.
And it's going to be better than ever. The weather is usually nice down there because it's playoffs. That's when people really come out. Nice weather. The finals are always in June.
Yep.
So, the atmosphere is going to be magical.
We gotta wait months to get to the playoffs. So.
Right. I mean, this is. I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is pretty much already a foregone conclusion. The Milwaukee Bucks will be in the finals. They will be. The team is just way too good, man. I mean, people have to think about it. The Milwaukee Bucks have led the NBA. In wins since what? Like for the last 5 years. Nobody's won more than our team.
Yeah.
And that's with one superstar.
Yes.
Just one. Just one. And now we have two of them at two very different positions. They're not going to get in each other's way. They don't have to share the ball. Right. You know, if anything, they're going to be passing to each other. People double team Giannis, he's kicking it out to his guards.
Yep.
People double team Damian Lillard. He's dumping it down to his big man. Pick and roll, yada and yada and yay. This is set up to be one of the greatest seasons ever.
Oh my God, I can't wait to just watch every game.
Yes, sir. And we deserve it, man.
Yes, sir.
We deserve it.
Absolutely.
We are. Our state is one of the most diehard sports, you know, places you could ever be in.
Yes,
I
sir.
Mean, from the Green Bay Packers. To the Wisconsin Badgers, all the way down. All the way down to the freaking Admirals, our hockey team.
Yes!
We love our sports. We love them. We support them. And, man, we just go hard.
Love it.
This is what's up, man.
Oh, well, I have enjoyed this conversation. I'm so excited.
Yes.
And obviously, if you are excited, mm-hmm. Let us know. Hit us up on our Facebook fan group, the Destruction Reviews Podcast fan group. We're also on X or Twitter at Destruction Pod. If you haven't already, please subscribe on Apple or Google or Spotify. Rate us, review us. We love to hear from you. And, you know, if you've got opinions on the NBA, let us know. We're talking about everything. This just happened to break today, so we are so excited to talk Bucks basketball. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Jeremiah, why don't you send the fans out?
Will do. Once again, everybody, we are Destruction Reviews Podcast. I am Jeremiah Britton, along with Jason Knuth. Go Milwaukee Bucks.
Woo!